Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onala Ittani. In a major boost to Nagaland's legal infrastructure, the Ministry of Law and Justice increased the state's quota of notary publics from 200 to 400. According to an official notification issued by the Department of Legal Affairs, the step has been done by amending the Notaries Rules 1956 and came into effect on October 17th. The development follows a series of representations made by Y. Kiketo Sema during his tenure as Principal Secretary for Law and Justice to Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal in New Delhi. Festival of Lights Diwali is being celebrated across the country today with traditional fervour and gaiety. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is being celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public places. Streets and markets across various cities have been decorated with colourful lights and flowers. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan have extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of Diwali. In her message, President Murmu said that the festival of joy is an occasion for self-reflection and self-improvement, and it gives the message of mutual affection and brotherhood. She has urged everyone to celebrate Diwali safely, responsibly, and in an environment-friendly manner. President Murmu also prayed that this Diwali brings happiness, peace, and prosperity to all. In his message, Mr. Radhakrishnan prayed that the festival may bring blessings of peace, prosperity, and good health on everyone. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon citizens to ring in the festive season by buying Swadeshi products and celebrate the hard work of 140 crore Indians. Mr. Modi also urged citizens to share on social media what they have bought during the festive season and proclaim "Garv se kaho ye Swadeshi hai." He was replying to a post by MyGov India launched special campaign titled Celebrate Diwali and Empower Swadeshi, inviting citizens to take a pledge to buy only Swadeshi products this festive season. Wishing the citizens, the Prime Minister hoped that this festival of lights would illuminate everyone's lives with harmony, happiness and prosperity. He hoped that the spirit of positivity would prevail all around us. The GST Budget Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on 22nd of last month, is benefiting people across all sections of society. Today, we bring a report highlighting the impact of GST reforms in strengthening the country's electronics sector.
The next generation GST reforms are providing a significant boost to India's electronics sector by making products more affordable for every household. The tax rates on home appliances such as air conditioners, dishwashers and televisions have been reduced from 28% to 18%. This step is making these appliances more affordable for the citizens as well as helping domestic producers in the expansion of their market size. Similarly, the government has brought down the tax rates on monitors and projectors to 18% from the earlier 28% slab. The move is not only benefiting consumers but also supporting the startup ecosystem in the country. With Aditya, Drishti Bunyani, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Chief Minister Nipur Rio will address the traditional Central Executive Council CEC meeting of the Naga People's Front NPF today. This will be Mr. Rio's first address as the leader of the NPF legislature party following the merger with NDPP. The NPF has directed all CEC members, including division representatives, president's nominees and all party MLAs, to attend a meeting at the party central office in Kohima. And the second day of the Nagaland Influencers Summit 2025 yesterday witnessed a vibrant blend of worship, engaging discussions and joyful community moments. It featured panel discussions on faith in the digital era, which explored virtual churches and digital worship, AI and social media's influence on youth.
Can online platforms replace in-person faith communities? I am grateful for technology and for the digital platforms and space that it offers to further the spread of God.
We can see the impact that, you know, digital ministries and platforms had on all of us.
Besides praise sessions and creative competition, the day concluded with an electric evening concert. The three-day summit concludes today with various competitions and award ceremony. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.